Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Morning Coffee with Flavor on Flavor's Lounge Radio. Good morning, welcome. Come in, sit down, and hang out with me for the first hour of today. Welcome to a new week. It's Monday, October 14th. It's a new week, and it's all up to us how we choose to, you know, enter into it, what kind of spirit we're going to take with us, what kind of energy we're going to bring to this day and to this week. So think about that, okay? I'm Lady Flavor, and I'm your host here on Flavor's Lounge Radio, and this is one of my favorite shows that I like to do. I like to, you know, spend a little time with you at least once or twice or maybe even three times a week where we can just greet each other with smile, warm cyber hugs, and maybe some positive thoughts for the day along with playing great, great indie music. And guess what? I got the coffee brewing. Can you smell it? Come on in, sit down, and let me pour you a cup. Today I opened up with just a short little piece by Bashar Assad off of his new album, which is called The Way We Are. It's all about supporting great, great independent music here at Flavor's Lounge Radio. So sit back and relax, and I'll come back and share a little bit of, you know, thoughts with you for today. So I'm going to take you over to the UK and play a piece called Tripping on Your Smile by James Cola.
Thank you.
Trippin' on Your Smile by James Cola. I hope that just kind of started out your day with just kind of a nice, calm, but happy, spirited feeling. How are you doing? Come on in, sit down, relax. You are at Flava's Lounge Radio with Lady Flava on Morning Coffee with Flava. I'm going to bring you a variety of independent music, conversation, and of course, some great, great, I call it cowboy coffee. I got mine going right here. It smells so good. So if you need a cup of coffee, come on by Flava's Lounge and I will pour you a nice steaming cup of cowboy coffee. I call it cowboy coffee because when my daddy was alive, I fixed him coffee every day. On top of the fact that I owned a coffee house called Flava Coffee House, and he always called it cowboy coffee. So now that he passed, I continue, you know, just calling it because it's my way of honoring him, and it just brings a smile to my face. So I hope you're doing well. We're getting ready to embark on a new week ahead, so I hope that you can enter it with positive vibes and good, good energy, and, you know, just believe it's going to be a great week. One thing that I was talking about a lot recently with people that I know and love is how we can manifest how things, you know, take place in our world. So if we're going into a situation or feeling kind of negative, we can manifest that. But guess what? We can also manifest good things to happen by having a good attitude and just thinking positive thoughts. So think about that, okay, as you start this day and start this week. I want to play a fun piece. This is an older piece by one of the artists that I used to play always, always on the radio. This is Dave Tolliver from Men at Large. This is called Greatest.
Number Jack.
Hey!
Yeah, Black Bobby, 3,000 swag on him. Yeah, man. Sometimes, what's up, bro? Yeah, Lumberjack in the building. It's a Midwest of Dirty South collabo. Let's rock out, here we go. Listen, yeah, I'm still killing it, and everybody's still feeling it. Still gunning like a 21. In other words, dog, I get it done. Don't mess around with the business. When I'm done, you'll be asking for forgiveness. In other words, I'm the realest. And ain't no way you can kill this. And everybody wanna know where I've been. I've been right here. I ain't going nowhere. Nah, 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 nah. The man know he like it, but I bet he won't say it. Yeah,
I'm something like the greatest.
Ooh, yeah. I'm number one on the playlist. The man know he like it, but I bet he won't say it. Don't need no gimmicks or no auto-tune. Ask your mom and listen close to what she's telling you. Might even be my illegitimate. Cause back in the day, me and my squad was killing it. Years later, still relevant. The game will change, but they still smelling it. Inhaling it, for the hell of it. I got the key to the lock, but I ain't selling it. And everybody wanna know where I've been. I've been right here, I ain't going nowhere. Oh no, no. And they all in my business. I'm number one on the playlist. A man know he like it, but I bet he won't say it. Yeah.
I'm something like the greatest.
Oh,
and
yeah. I'm number one on the playlist. A man know he like it, but I bet he won't say it.
Oh,
not Ricky, but Black Poppy. Mike Killer, been known to catch a body. Skills, been did it, ask about me. Vendetta, against all those who doubt me. Had bread, sliced it up, gave it out. Still winning, good living. Me lose something, I doubt. Headhunter, at your chest, throat, and juggler. Amazed how this OG move got you comparing notes. Y'all be in the lab using tech for perfection, and still need to try it again till y'all perfect it. The only thing y'all know how to talk is cushion tipping. You can see it all in my walk, the gift for ripping. Swag should be outlined to chalk, you done, it's finished. And now you saying turn down for what? You done, you finished. I only work for legends, Hall of Fame is my bucket list. I just had to let you know.
I'm something like the greatest.
Oh, I'm something like the greatest.
No girl,
yeah. I'm number one on the playlist. A man know he like it, but I bet he won't say it.
I'm something like the greatest.
The greatest by Dave Tolliver. Don't you think that we all should, you know, go throughout our life feeling like we're the greatest? I'm not talking about ego. I'm not talking about like bragging, but I think that we should always enter life, you know, feeling confident about who we are and the goals and dreams that we have and what we're working towards, or the purpose that God has given us, you know, to share and experience in life. You know, I think that so much of it comes down to who we are and how we feel within ourselves, and we're the ones that control, you know, how we think and feel. A lot of people around us have great, great influences on us, right? But we have that capability. We are the ones that control how we react and feel. It's something that I'm really paying attention to right now, because I let different situations here in my new life in Vegas kind of, you know, have a real strong effect on me. And sometimes I'm going to be honest with you, not in the best way. And I know that I'm the one. With my faith in God, that I can change this around for myself. Also, think about it. I will always bring this up probably on this particular show. Think about the circle of people that you're hanging out with. You want people that uplift you. You want to be able to uplift the people in your circle, right? So again, that was The Greatest by Dave Tolliver. Let's see which direction I want to take you in and play. I did upload some new music to my show this week, and I've got more music to review and upload. I'm going to play a piece by my girl Raj Shalari. This is called Journey of a Woman.
Hey y'all, how you doing? Oh, I'm so glad y'all made it out. Welcome to the Raj Shalari Experience. I got a few songs I want to sing for you. Is that all right? I think you're going to enjoy it. Let me tell you a little bit about my story. It's my passion, my fears, all my hopes and dreams, that I'm going to give it to you, baby, that I'm going to leave it on this stage.
I've been through so many ups and downs,
so many days were hard, thought I should leave it alone, but
here you are showing us so much love, and we thank you.
But I cannot do this on my own. So many no's, you think I would give up this fight.
But I know that my life's purpose is to sing and to tell you my story. That's what I'm gonna do.
I've been through so many ups and downs.
So many nights I cried, thought I should leave it alone, but
I'm showing up so much love.
See, now I know that I cannot do this on my own.
All right, Journey of a Woman by Raj Dular. We all got our journey, right? Again, I'm going to stress it. It's up to us how we walk in, you know, our walk, how we walk into our journey, you know. Just think about it. Think about how it makes you feel, how you embark on your life, on your day, on your week, and how do you affect other people around you? Let's think about that. Own your journey. My daddy told me years ago, you know, Susan, your path is to work with independent artists, creative souls. It's not going to be easy, but it is the journey, the path that God puts you on. And I honor that. I honor it. I take it very, very seriously, you know, what God has put me here to do. And that's why I'm here at Flavor's Lounge Radio on Morning Coffee with Flavor, drinking my coffee and having a little raisin toast before I start the day. So I hope you're enjoying the music that I'm playing and hopefully being inspired by some of the words that I'm sharing. So I want to take you. Where do I want to take you? I'm going to take you down to California. This is one of my favorite people, one of the people that I played from the get-go here on Flavor Coffee House Radio Network. This is Robert G with Let's Start All Over Again.
Figure out where we went wrong. Why can't we
Let's Start All Over Again by Robert G. Anything is possible in love, right? Anything is possible. It's all about listening, communicating, forgiving, letting go. And you can always have a fresh start in any type of relationship, right? Good morning, and come on in, sit down, relax. You have entered the Flava's Lounge with Morning Coffee with Flava. I've got the coffee on, some great indie music, and just want to spend a little bit of time with you as we start a new week. So I'm going to take you in a different direction, and what do I want to play for you? Which direction do I want to go, guys? What do I want to play? I'm going to play Tell Me by Anthony Martin. He's a great, great talent out of the Pacific Northwest, Seattle, Washington. That's my hometown. Anthony Martin with Tell Me.
Up, and my love can keep filling up all my life.
Around Me by Anthony Martin. Okay, I had to slip a little grown folk in there. No, nothing's wrong with that woo-woo music, right? Anyway, let's bring love back into the relationship. All about communication, right? He said, tell me. So how are you doing this morning? I am feeling good. And let me tell you a secret. Well, it's not a secret because I put it all over social media, right? That's how we do it these days, even when it's a secret. I have a big brother I haven't seen since I moved here to Vegas, Alvin Horn. And, you know, he's been calling me and calling me several days in a row. And that's not like him, right, to check up on me like that much. You know, but I've been working hard and I deal with I do elder care, and I have a client who's in hospice, and, you know, it's taking a toll on me and just making me really sad to know that soon she's no longer going to be with us and be with me, you know. I love her dearly, and so it's kind of taking a toll on me and just different things with my world and but mostly with the work that I do because, you know, when you care for elders, the attention and everything should be on them. The focus on them, you know, because I'm taking care of them at the end of their life, not in the middle, not in the beginning, but at the end of their life. And so whenever I'm with them, I take it serious. It's all about them. But doing that type of work, if you're a caregiver, you know, in any way, shape or form, you know that it can take a toll. So he's been checking on me and making sure I'm eating and making sure I'm getting rest and what kind of hours am I working and stuff. And he's just been calling me back to back, you know, several days in a row. And he's an author, Alvin Horn. Look him up, Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn. He's an award-winning author. So he was like, I got to send you my new book, you know, so what's your address? So I gave him my address or whatever. Next day, he's like, are you eating? Are you resting? Whatever. And I'm like, yes. And then he called. He says, I just want to make sure you're eating okay. And I'm like, okay. And he said, give me the code to your gate. I'm like, what? He was down here. He was at the gate to the property where I live. I could not believe it. I ran out there, found him, hugged him, and okay, tried to cry. I tried to fight it back, too, because he yells at me when I cry. But anyway, what a wonderful, wonderful surprise to see my big, big brother down here in Vegas. And he pulled it off. He really pulled it off because I had no clue that he was down here. So God, thank you for that blessing to have my brother Alvin, you know, surprise me down here in Vegas. And one of these days I'm going to get back home to Seattle, but you know, I'm really, really working on my new life here in Vegas and trying to make sense of it and find my way to make it all work. So anyway, I'm playing some great, great indie music for you. I hope that I'm saying something that just kind of makes you think about how you start this day, how you start this week, because it's all about, you know, just entering anything with a positive attitude and, you know, love in your heart, forgiveness in your heart, you know, letting go of things and, you know, trying to just really honestly make the best of, you know, what it is that, you know, God put you here to do what God put you here to experience. So I'm going to play a really exciting piece. This is something that's different, but I am feeling it. So I hope that you will too. This is produced and created by Stephen Jerome Ferguson, and it's called Celebration of Home, featuring DeLon White.
Here I am, full of joy, full of hope. I celebrate my home, very fond days away. Very, very far, 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 far,
Celebration of Home featuring DeLon White, created, produced by the phenomenal Stephen Jerome Ferguson. So what do you think of that piece? You know, I would always love feedback. You can let me know on social media. You can email me at flavorslounge@gmail.com. Let me know what you think about the music that you're hearing on Flavors Lounge Radio. If you're an independent artist with original music, I would love to connect with you. So email me again at flavorslounge@gmail.com. And what I want from you is high quality produced music, MP3 tracks. I want to know what your name is, where you're located. I want to know who you are. So send me an artist bio, an EPK, links to where people can find you on social media, and better yet, where they can purchase your music. You're listening to Flavors Lounge Radio with Morning Coffee with Flava. And this is where I like to bring you some great independent music, sit down and have, you know, some coffee with you and great, great conversation. I'm just getting back, you know, into being on the radio. I've missed it. I've been away for a few years. So thank you for your patience with me as I work out the kinks and just get, you know, more comfortable with getting back on the air and talking and smoothing things out, okay? So I want to play just a few more tracks before I have to, you know, head out and start my day. And I'm just kind of scrolling through my list and wanting to see who it is that I want to play for you. I'm going to play a piece by Melanie Roberts. This is Take Time to Fall in Love. Take the Time to Fall in Love by Melanie Roberts. I hope you're feeling good today. I am feeling very, very good. I just finished a nice big cup of cowboy coffee, biting on a little piece of raisin toast that I got left from my morning breakfast. Yes, that was my breakfast. I need to get back to doing my smoothies, though, so maybe my goal for this week is to get back to doing my green juice, my smoothies, celery juice, all that good stuff, and get back out there walking. I'll just want to say a little bit about health and wellness, because I think it's really important that we take care of ourselves. You know, too many people are popping up with, not feeling well, things going wrong, you know, with their mind, bodies, and spirits. And I think we need to take better care of ourselves, get plenty of rest, drink lots of water. I know many people are not water drinkers, but trust and believe, you want to drink water. It flushes out your system. It makes your muscles kind of moist and, easy to move. It lubes your joints. It's good for your skin and your hair. So drink lots of water. Eat healthy, eat fruits and vegetables, stay away from processed foods, and really kind of watch, how much takeout you eat too, but even if you do the takeout thing, if there's healthy choices out there, there's healthy choices out there, so be mindful of that. I'm really big on prayer and meditation. That's something I do at least twice a day, morning and night, but sometimes I do it in between, okay? And it's just a great way of just kind of calming yourself down, keeping your blood pressure under control, and just letting go. You know, when you feel yourself kind of going in a wrong direction, just center yourself, and find a quiet place to just breathe, If you need to put on some soothing music or whatever, do it. I don't necessarily need any noise around me. I can do it in the quiet of my space, in my car, sometimes even when I'm with one of my clients. But, I won't talk about it too much, but take better care of yourself, okay? What do I want to play? I'm going to play Sweetest Taboo by one of my favorite artists out of the Pacific Northwest. This is Michael Powers and his rendition of The Sweetest Taboo. Thank you. What a beautiful rendition of The Sweetest Taboo by Michael Powers out of the Seattle area. One of my favorite artists. It's funny because I've actually never met him in person, but I've supported his music for a few years here on the radio. And one of these days, I'll actually meet Michael. I'm going to play one more piece, come back, and close out the show. And thank you so much for coming by Flava's Lounge today and relaxing with me with some great music. And hopefully, you know, I didn't sound like I was just rambling when I shared my thoughts about some things. But think about how you enter today. Think about how you enter this week and take better care of yourself. I'm going to play a piece by another Pacific Northwest artist. This is called Homeless by Dee Dweller.
Tell me a little, I really know me. When I'm your friend, get out there. You don't know what you got to have. And I first got, you know, I ain't had no blanket. You got to have it. Cause you don't know who gonna walk up on you. You can't trust nobody. That's the hardest part about living on the street. You know what I'm saying? I don't gotta live on the street cause I ain't got the money.
They stare at me with curiosity. Publicly, I declare myself free. Why do they judge me? Cause my bed is the street. I used to know war, but now I know peace. It's been 2 or 3 days, I just don't eat. Hungry, just memories of a family feast. Just looking at the holes in my shoes, I see my feet. Sometimes I stare into the sky. So when I ask my questions, I'll be staring in God's eyes. Why the biggest percent of good can only get canned goods? And why the bad always get riches but never rats? You can catch me on the ass with a dirty sack. Sometimes I panhandle, but I can't handle the face that perpetrates. That they need the brakes. Ignored by the world like rusty pipes that leak. I sleep to trick my brain not to think.
I done see much better days. Got work to mysterious ways. Just cause I'm homeless don't mean that I ain't got no dream. I'm falling down. I done hit rock bottom. Cause I'm homeless.
Time to carry a sign, I work for food every day. I'm so lonely, when I sneeze, there's no one around to say bless me. Self-esteem won't let me fix my mouth to say please to the strangers that be walking the streets. What they give won't even make ends meet. Now let me take a rest so I can catch my breath. My body is a compass searching north to west. Why the police harass when all I got in my bag is smashed up chance that I got from the trash? What evil people do in this life is really sad. Spiritless, I walk with my head down when I pass. Too many coins when the last time I seen cash. It probably was the last time I took a bath. And you wonder why we live like this? We live in like a third world country. I'm pissed.
I done see much better days. Got work to mysterious ways. Just cause I'm homeless don't mean that I ain't got no dreams. I'm falling down. I done hit rock bottom. Cause I'm homeless.
I hear voices in my head telling me I'm better off dead, not from a cut, but the hard life I bled. I had a dream, like Martin Luther said. I walked around the city with painted on legs. I stand still, you can sketch me from my toes to my head. And go tell the world that the homeless ain't dead. I walked with a mission, but the mission was closed. I can be rich, or I can be broke. Too bad we judge each other by the wearing of clothes. Homeless, with both eyes open, I sleep with foes. Death giving us hugs, but making us giant doughs. It's like I walk in between my ghost and my soul. Cuddled up in a fetal position, freezing cold. Forget the drugs and alcohol, I fiend for a coat. The city is my castle, the streets is my moat. Addict, I seen them come, addict, I seen them go.
Hey, got work to mysterious ways.
Homeless.
I done see much better days. Got work to mysterious ways.
know y'all might not want to hear that, but this is the truth, you know what I'm saying? Like me.
All right, that was Homeless by D-Dweller. I love the song. I do. I think it says so much, you know, and many of you probably don't know, or if you did know at one point, you don't remember, but I spent many, many years before I became Lady Flava being a domestic violence advocate and homeless advocate for women and children. And then after I closed Flava Coffee House, I became an advocate and support staff for at-risk homeless youth. And homelessness is, you know, I say this many times to people when I have private conversations, nobody was born to come into this world to end up homeless. I don't think anybody ever plans to become homeless. And there's so many different circumstances that cause a person, you know, to end up on the streets or without a home and a roof that's reliable and dependable, you know, to experience day in and day out. So think about that. You know, homelessness creates mental illness. It creates drug and alcohol addictions. You know, those are survival skills many times that they pick up. Of course, not healthy, right? Just to survive being out on the streets. But there's many reasons why people end up homeless, and trust and believe, they're not good. A lot of times making just bad choices, right? But when you see a homeless person, you don't necessarily have to engage, but just think what their story might really, really be. I want to thank you for coming by Flava's Lounge today, hanging out with me, cup of coffee, some good conversation, and great, great independent music. So stay tuned. I will be back, and trust and believe, as I figure out the schedule, you will know it too. But you can hit the like button here on Blog Talk Radio and follow me, and then you'll be notified once I put up a show so you can tune in and listen either live or in the archives. Take care. God bless. Lady Flava signing out from Flava's Lounge Radio. Bye-bye.